Stan, for at least the last 10 years or so, people have been talking about La Palma. They've been talking about the possibility of a landslide tsunami. Has it ever happened before? Do we know?
Well, it has happened, but it was like a long time before America was settled. And they have evidence in the seafloor off to the west coast of La Palma and also an island to the south called El Hierro. And there's a fan of deposit material where it slipped into the ocean a long time ago, like tens of thousands of years, according to their reckoning. The recent studies in the last 10 years have been very detailed. People going, geologists going down into the dikes that are formed along the long ridge there. Now, Holly can give you a bit more of the history and background on that because she's put together a lot of that. I'll chime in a bit later after she finishes, but she's got the history on it there and the details of it.
Okay.
Can you pick it up, Holly?
Yeah, George, this will make it really clear why this La Palma El Hierro is such a precarious situation over there. But first, let me just make one small correction here. Stand in right there to prepare. He's written The Vindicator Scrolls and Cosmic Conspiracy.
Right.
And I've written three, Dare to Prepare, Prudent Places, which is going to figure into this, and then Garden Gold. They're all three on different subjects. They don't overlap.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when researching this material for my second book of Prudent Places, USA in 2001 and 2002, I looked into the aspects of tsunami and ran across the work of Dr. Simon Day and Professor Bill McGuire. They're both from the University College out of London, and their work really caught my attention. So it was a decade ago when I first heard about this possible tsunami coming across and barreling across the Atlantic that might annihilate the East Coast. So it was really a lot of material to take in. Anyway, this is something we've had our eye on for a long time. And if you look at Stan's animation on our coast page, that third one over,
mm-hmm.
you can see that the La Palma Island there is really just comprised of two volcanoes. The one on the north side is totally dead. And then Cumbre Vieja, it's still very much alive. And it takes up about 40% of the southern half of that whole island. So it's no small volcano.
And that's the one people are concerned about.
That's correct, George. Anyway, after seeing what would happen around the world when land collapses into the ocean, like happened in Lituya Bay in 1958, Dr. Day decided where would be the most next likely occurrence. So in the early 90s, he traveled to La Palma. And he is a British geologist. So that's how this whole investigation on his part began. Now, what he found was really disturbing. La Palma had erupted its last time in 1949. And then after that eruption, there was a series of really strong quakes there. And that whole western face of that volcano started to slide down, just fall off into the ocean.
Jeez.
But just by... figured 40% there of an island, and then basically the left half of it is going down. Not a good thing.
The whole thing?
Boom. The whole western side of it.
Okay.
So it was in the process of slipping, and then just like some miracle or hand of God, it had gone 13 feet down, and it just stopped. So now that land today is just perched there.
It's unstable.
It's not tied to anything, so to speak.
Oh.
Well, what happened was really interesting because not only was that just a rare event, but in all of the other earthquakes and the other disturbances and the eruptions of the volcano, this one time it opened up a 1.25 mile long fissure that Day himself described as being rare. So not only did it tear the land, apart from, the whole surface there of the volcano, but it made a massive fault. And that fault, when you look at it on the top of the ground, it looks like it's kind of a small thing. But when he got to go looking inside it, they found out the fault is 12.5 miles long, and it bisects the entire volcano.
So that's enough to split that island?
That's enough to split the island. So that's why that is so unstable there. But anyway, Dr. Day started to map all of the vents that were appearing on La Palma. And he noticed they were all marching northward. The more recent, the more northward they got. So that's further dividing that whole volcano there and making it really, really unstable. So he calculated how much dirt and rock and rubble would be on that unstable shelf. And get this, it's a half trillion tons of rock that would fall potentially into the sea. And that's why it would set off this mega tsunami. It's just huge. Now, if it kind of crumbled off here and there, you wouldn't have the mega tsunami. It needs to go in one fell swoop, one giant shelf that departs from the whole rest of that landmass there.
And what would it take in terms of this volcano eruption to do that?
Well, if you're talking about what size magnitude quake, I guess if it shook hard enough, it could potentially fall off. But what's happened in that whole volcano there, it's this big gaping hole, and it's been collecting rainwater since 1949, since that eruption.
It's like a little lake, isn't it?
It's like a big lake. Now, if you go on our coast page there, and if you click on that second picture there where it says Cumbre Vieja's western slope collapses.
Right.
That bigger picture there shows where the lava walls have hardened vertically, and that's what's keeping that water inside that volcano. If it were porous, that water would seep back out into the ocean. It wouldn't be much of a drama. But all that water is now trapped inside the volcano. Now, when the magma rises up through the middle there.
And it will.
It will. It's going to heat all that water. Now, when that water gets heated, it expands, and then it puts more pressure on that really tender western wall there.
Okay.
And so it might further help push.
Well, not only that, it'll lubricate. I saw one of the studies when that water leaks out into the dirt, it makes it slide easier.
It does. It does. It lifts. They did an experiment with two bricks, and one of the scientists put water in between the brick, then it floated off just like it was a feather.
Would a series, Holly, of minor earthquakes, but many of them, do the same thing?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's one good thing.
I don't think so. Right now, if you will go over there on that same coast page there and click on that last image there, where it shows all of the quakes.
All those little ones on El Hierro? Okay.
Since July the 19th, we're now way over 9,300 quakes.
Almost 10,000 earthquakes.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It's still hanging together just fine.
Now, that's 57 miles south of La Palma, but
yes,
aimed right at La Palma.
I want to finish one little bit thing, and then I want Stan to explain, because La Palma is not El Hierro. They're a distance apart.
They're two different islands, right?
They are, but he's going to explain why La Palma could be in danger from anything that's going on El Hierro.
Okay. All right. Why is that, Stan?
Well, let Holly finish what she was doing there, and then I'll chime in with that.
This is just one little last bit here about why this wave would be so destructive. They got a hold of Herman Spritz, and he is a scientist there with the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, and his figures, in his own words, he said, were very conservative. But he said if Cumbre Vieja were to collapse as a single block, it would create a giant mega tsunami. Now, I believe Lex has put that image up that I made of that wave coming from the Canaries over to the U.S.
That's the 130 feet to 160-foot wave, right?
Okay. Now, we think of it just hitting us, but it would also tag Brazil and the U.K.
And Cuba's gone.
Cuba's gone. Bahamas not in good shape either.